Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
And you're listening to Lunchtime Live, coming to you here from the Allingham Arms Hotel in Bundoran. Now, Donegal isn't just famous for its tourism and its hospitality, and of course its friendly welcome. It's also well renowned for foreign direct investment, particularly in the Letterkenny region. So on the way to Bundoran here, I stopped off in Letterkenny just to hear about some of the businesses located in the region. Gary Martin, Director of Economic Development at Donegal County Council. Gary, for people who haven't been to the county before, can you just outline why it's attractive for foreign companies?
Well, I suppose, look, the ecosystem that exists here at the minute is reflected in the companies that we have here, you know, ranging from where we are in Letterkenny at the moment, the large fintech companies, through to the medtech companies that we have in Donegal Town and West Donegal and the likes of Randox. The precision engineering companies that we have up in North Donegal, and I suppose the evolving, spin-out and spin-off companies like those led by David Gilday here today as well, reflects that there's a very strong ecosystem, a very strong capacity and capability in the county, driven by the people in the county. And it's reflected time and time again by the investment and the reinvestment that you see here coming from those companies across the county.
The county has progressed quite significantly over the past two decades. There's been so many more employers coming to the locality. There's so many more people coming to the area, even from outside the county as well. What is it that's going to help into the future in terms of that expansion?
It's a constant process of evolution. And I suppose, look, there's a very strong collaboration, you know, between all of those people that apply the ingredients to make Donegal what it is. So whether it's ourselves as the council and putting in place that enabling infrastructure, whether it be broadband through the metropolitan area networks, the roads infrastructure, or through, our collaborators in areas such as education, LYIT, ETB, those, blended range of offerings make Donegal what it actually is, and has, evolved the economy of the county from a traditional, you know, agrarian, textile-based range of employment, you know, not that terribly long ago within all of our lifetimes, to where it is at the moment, you know, where it's very strongly knowledge-based, blended across a range of sectors so that we're not hugely exposed to any one particular speed bump that might happen, and continuing to evolve into the future, looking at where the next range, next generation of employment is. And people like Michael Margie here today from LYIT is working very, very strongly through the education sector to make sure that we're hitting the right buttons in that area as well.
David Roach, Director of FinTech Services. David, just tell us about your own company, first of all.
We are TCS, Tata Consultancy Services. We're based here in Letterkenny. We were formerly Primerica, and over the last 20 years, Primerica have created a great infrastructure supporting our parent company, Prudential Financial. So Tata was an acquisition that took place in the end of December. So we're 6 months now in partnership with Tata Consultancy Services. And we really are a world technology and business solutions consultancy partner to many multi-clients around the world now. So we have many challenges, but we have a lot of growth, ambition, projections for the next number of years. I suppose over the next 2 to 3 to 4 years, we will concentrate on the development of the business community and the development of local education partners, which is LYIT and Donegal ETB. We have great relationships with them. And when you add all up that is a sort of a formula for success.
And what are those challenges, David?
Well, I think one of the main challenges we have is talent retention here in Donegal. Whilst before COVID took place in the last 15 months, we had the opportunity of, continuous growth. Nowadays, since the last 15 months, we have a lot of people looking to go elsewhere and broaden their experience and working within Donegal and probably joining companies outside of the county. So that would be a serious challenge for us in relation to our ambition going forward. It would be talent retention.
How do you address that, though? Like, we're in Letterkenny today. It's a fabulous evening. It's a lovely town. It's a great spot. But obviously, look, I'm biased from the area. But I just wonder, is there probably only so much you can do, though, here geographically?
Well, I think when you look back in, say, the last 4 to 5, even 10 years, fintech sector wasn't a primary sector here in Letterkenny. Nowadays it is. It's very much so. And we have built that through creating cluster groups. And we have a very important ICT fintech cluster group at the moment, where all of the companies are coming together to develop a sort of a high tide raises all boats. And that's the idea of a cluster group. And that has helped us to develop our own organisation and indeed develop the community as well.
I'm going to bring you in, David Gilday, the General Manager of Druva Cloud Ranger. Just tell us what it is you do, first of all.
Yeah, so Druva is a world leader in data protection, helping companies globally, particularly at the moment, who are suffering from the likes of cybersecurity issues and data protection issues where their data is being stolen, having those protect their laptops, their servers and their entire infrastructure. So a real leader globally in SaaS data protection and one of the first companies to do that.
And why Letterkenny?
So I moved here to when I met my wife. I moved to actually Primerica, which is now TCS, and I just thought it was a fantastic place. There's great people, and I wanted to be able to start a tech company that was a world leader in a remote area. We were working for companies in the US anyway. It didn't make a difference to them if we were in Dublin, Galway, or Letterkenny, as long as we could deliver a world class service. So I figured, let's start here. Let's try and attract the best talent by having the most cutting edge projects and people and roles that really interested people, and the ability to affect companies globally and provide a great service. So, why not? I thought this is a great spot.
Michael Margie, the head of business faculty at LYIT and also from Letterkenny Chamber. You're looking at this from a business and an education perspective, Michael. Do you have a role to play in terms of, future courses and development for the likes of David Roach and David Gilday?
Yeah, I mean, I think absolutely. It's about an ecosystem, and rather than us looking at this kind of from a supply chain perspective, it really is about how we all work together in partnership. And, we very much look at it in terms of how we develop graduates. It's great in terms of FDI and startups here to have a graduate market there for the students to go. It's retention of graduates there as well. And they can also progress their careers here with all the ambitions that they want here in Donegal. But in terms of working in partnership, it's about co-designing courses, is about co-delivery of courses rather than a type of a supply chain approach. And then, of course, that has many spin-outs as well. So we're looking at, from the Chamber's perspective here in Letterkenny Chamber and Derry Chamber, we're also looking across border clusters as well in terms of the variety and diversity and also in terms of the density. Because really, we have a shared region here as well. And it's not unusual for people to live in Northern Ireland and work in Letterkenny or Donegal and vice versa, or for people's careers to move between the different fintech that we have here, an ICT company. So it really is about partnership. It really is about working together. And you've seen it all here. It's about a kind of an ecosystem between the public sector, the private sector, between the large fins, the large FDIs, and also the startups then that are coming into that whole ecosystem.
I wanted to ask you, Michael, as well, around Letterkenny IT and the potential for the technical university status. What change would something like that make?
I think it'll make a significant change. I think on the one perspective, from an international perspective, it'll be good for attraction for industry and also international students. I think also locally and regionally, it's good for attracting students here as well and also for the development of industry. I think for staff, it really is a huge acknowledgement for all the hard work we've done, that we're at that level now and we're very confident that we're meeting the criteria as it stands. And I suppose the other bit is it's about increasing the higher education provision here into the region. That was the whole idea of the technological universities. So, there's 3 institutes of technology coming together. We have a really wide program portfolio and research portfolio, and now we'll be able to bring that to bear to all the regions within the new TU.
Is there a correlation between having the likes of the foreign direct investment companies based in Letterkenny with getting that technical university status?
Yeah, I think it's a plus. I think it's about how, if you look at, if you go back, say, 20 years ago or maybe more when Fruit of the Loom had changed and Primerica TCS first came here with 20 employees and grew to about 1,700 employees. But it wasn't a supply chain approach in terms of us providing graduates. It really was about us working in partnership, and we grew up Industry challenged us, we challenged industry, and we really know each other very well. So it really is about that trust capital. And it's a hard thing to put on paper, but it's those little bits of a difference that makes miles of a difference at the end of the day. So that's challenged us to grow, to develop our courses, develop our research agenda. It's to set our ambitions even higher again, and working with industry in terms of the tech startups and in terms of the FDIs, and working with the council as well in terms of overseas investment, in terms of our digital hubs as well, and our broadband, and spreading that all around the regions of Donegal.
David Roach, we've just travelled from Dublin to be here today. You know, it's hard to get away from the connectivity issue physically in terms of the travel and the distance and all that comes with that. Is that a problem for businesses based here?
I wouldn't think so. I mean, when you put the flag up what Donegal is offering, it's a very big package. The work-life balance here is exceptional, far greater than what people think. So when you add that into the opportunity to recruit people from other counties, they look at the complete package and they say to themselves, at this point of time where technology is really the winner, why not? We've got everything here, from all the facilities, all the capabilities that any county offers. And I think we were surrounded by academic talent. We're surrounded by academic institutions, universities. So I think we have the right success formula in order to cater for that.
Gary Martin, looking at the overall impact of Brexit as well, we can't get away from that here in the border area, in a border county with proximity between the north and Strabane to the likes of Lifford. What's going to be the impact of that?
You can look at Brexit, I suppose, in two fronts. It's either a threat or an opportunity. We've chosen to look at it as an opportunity. We have a unique location on the island of Ireland. We're very proximate to the UK, and I suppose we work very closely, as you know, as part of a single economic ecosystem with our colleagues in Derry and Tyrone and Fermanagh. And we think that, I suppose, in order to make this part of the island work going forward collectively and collaboratively, and to, I suppose, build on the great work that was done on the back of the peace process and the various agreements, we need to ensure that the various strengths of the respective areas are built upon. So we work very closely with our colleagues and our councils in Derry and Michael and Paul, and we work with the guys in Ulster University. So again, as part of that single offering, and collectively, we probably have a larger conurbation than many of the other cities on the island of Ireland. And sometimes that's lost on people as well, in the sense of saying, well, look, gosh, it's Donegal. What kind of an ecosystem can they have? We have an ecosystem that's as strong, if not stronger, than any area outside of Dublin, Belfast or Cork, in our view. And that's what we try to sell. And that's what, you know, gives companies like David's the opportunity to sell Donegal, and the strengths that you have then on the back of that, this, you know, the quality of life. You're from the county yourself, Andrea. You know exactly what we have here. And it's, when you blend that together, you know, with the good employment opportunities, the really good, safe environment that you have, you no longer have to work in a glass edifice along the quays in Dublin, you know, to achieve your life's ambitions in whatever economic sector you're working on. You can do it here in a rural area. And in a post-COVID world, I think people have asked themselves that question. Can we do that now in a Donegal context, in a rural context? The digital hubs will certainly help with that. And we certainly, I suppose, will work collectively and continue to collaborate to make that, I suppose, ambition realised in our county.
Gary, you work within the economic department of the county council, and there's a lot of focus around the calls for the global corporation tax rate. Do you see that as a potential issue?
I've seen various reports on it. I think probably that journey is yet to be travelled. I've seen various reports that says, look, it's about time. It's only right that the thing is levelled up, and that, you know, the larger corporations pay the taxes that they should pay to develop the societies that they work in. I've seen other schools of thought that suggest, look, there are challenges there given our 12.5% rate at the minute. I think when you blend it all together, and I suppose given the confidence that we have on the policies that we've had in this country for so many years to support foreign direct investment, I would be quite confident that we will be able to work with, and whatever new minimum corporation tax rate is agreed as part of the OECD agreement going into the future. And I think when you add all that on to the range of offerings that are available in rural areas like Donegal, we'll still be able to compete quite well.
David Gilday, COVID has presented so many challenges, but it's also created opportunities as well for people, particularly for those to maybe move home or to relocate. Is that something you've noticed here in Letterkenny?
Absolutely. We're seeing our available talent pool has now grown significantly. So we're starting to employ people from all over Europe with the idea that they're going to move back to the northwest of Ireland. Even around Ireland, we've started employing people in Galway, Dublin. During COVID, they work from where they are at the moment. But then they're thinking in the next year or so, they're going to move back to Letterkenny or to the northwest. And we're very lucky that we have a great broadband infrastructure here in the town that really allows people to work from home and work remotely. And our business is very, very remote anyway. So, yeah, customers are global. We just need a really good internet connection, and the team can do a great job. So it's been a very positive thing for us as well.
And David Roach, has that presented opportunities for yourselves too?
Very much so. Since, I suppose, last March 2020, we have seen talent retention as an issue, but we've also had the opportunity of looking more globally as well to recruit accordingly. So we would have people from all over the country, similar to that of David, and giving us the opportunity to engage with them and recruit accordingly. And then also as well, in the public domain, they are telling us, look, we would like to come and live in Donegal. Why not? So we get that opportunity as well to add that to our bow as well. So all of that is creating what I consider is the corporate sustainability approach on how we look at the future going forward. It's very important to ensure that we are continually engaged with the community. We're continually engaged with partnerships right around the country. Whereas we'll say 5 years ago, that might have been more local, might have been just engaging with our neighbours here in Letterkenny.
Gary Martin, David Roach, David Gilday and Michael Margy, thank you all for joining us here on Lunchtime Live in Letterkenny today.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.